We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Brachos Pesukei Zimra Siman Nun Gimel Asif Dalet. Says the Mechaber, we saw yesterday the Mechaber said that a Shaliach Tzibur needs to be worthy, which means that he does not have any Averos, and there has not been any talk about him doing Averos even as a child. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Yedalet says that someone who is puzzled because they performed an Avera can't even be a Shaliach Tibur Be'akrai, which means happenstance. And we discussed that there's three levels. There's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which has the most requirements. Then there's a Shaliach Tibur Kavua, someone who's the set Shaliach Tibur in that shul. Maybe even someone who is an Avil and therefore will be davening every day for the entire year. And then the third level, the lowest level, is someone who's just davening that day, but he's not planning on davening more often than that. So that level, someone who is Akrai, who's just davening for that day, so there are, all of these requirements don't necessarily apply to it, but this requirement of being Pasul Machmas Avera does apply. So if it's someone who you know is over Averas, so then he should not be davening for the Amud, even by Akrai. So how do we allow people to daven for the Amud today, even if they're, let's say, you know, tradition, and they are just doing this because it's a Yurtzeit or something of that nature? So how do we allow them to daven? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays, some of these rules no longer apply because we're not doing it, the Shalich Tzibur is not being motzi anybody. So therefore, these requirements don't apply. It doesn't really matter necessarily who the Shalich Tzibur is, especially Ba'akrai, since he's not really doing anything for us. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we still view him as our messenger, as he is saying a lot of the piyutim, a lot of the psukim, and different tefillos that the Yachid doesn't say, and therefore the requirements would still apply. So the Mechaber adds, he should be humble, and that people want him to be davening. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, quotes Amara Mintz, that a chazan should be careful not to get involved in any machlokes. If there's a disagreement between people in the community, he should not get involved, he should sit back, not speak, not get involved at all. And especially if he has a debate with somebody else, a disagreement with somebody else, he needs to be very careful to bring that to the Rav or someone to decide who is correct and how to work out this fight so that he is able to daven for the Amud. V'yeshlon ima v'kolo arv, he should have a nice voice. V'ragilikros toren avim uksuvim, and he should be well-versed in Tanakh, the Mishnah Berurah says, so that he's able to read the Psukim well while he is davening. Also, if you don't learn, then you fall into the category of a Toeva, of Mesir Azno Mishma Torah Gam Tfilasa Toeva, that if you don't learn, then your davening is not accepted either. So that's why we want someone who davens. Prima Gaudim says that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you also need to be married, and you need to be at least 30 years old, which sounds like during the rest of the year you don't need to be married, but says the Mishnah Berurah, it's still probably better to have someone who's married than someone who is not married. Rav Osner says if there's nobody who's married there, then obviously you can have somebody who's not married. And even if there are some people who are married there and some people who aren't married there, if it's Ba'akrai, if it's just someone who's davening just for that day, so then there's no reason to have somebody who's married over somebody who's not married. As we said, the rules of Akrai, of once every so often, are much more lenient, and possibly because they're not really being motzias anyway. If you don't find someone with all these requirements, all these characteristics, you should pick the person who is the most knowledgeable and does the most kind acts. There are masses im hayakan ma'arat zakim v'kolonam dam chafetzim bof. It's somebody who's not shomer Torah, but he has a good voice. Uben yagimel shana hamevim masha omer v'ein kolonam, and a 13-year-old boy who doesn't have a good voice, but he knows what he's saying. Hakatan hu kodem. The katan comes first. Yarma continues. Misha avar aver b'shogig. Someone who performed an aver accidentally, unintentionally. Kugon shaharga nefesh rishkaga v'chazer b'tshuva. Like he killed someone accidentally. Let's say nowadays he hit somebody with a car and killed them, but he was chazer b'tshuva. Mutrali yoshalich tibur. He's allowed to be shalich tibur. Masav amazed lo. But if he did it intentionally, then he cannot be shalich tibur. Demikomakom yatzal of shemra kodem ha-tshuva. Because he has a bad name even if he does tshuva. Magen Avraham says that this is only when it comes to a Tainus Tzibur or a Shani Yom Kippur, that we'd be more machmer someone even if he does something b'mezid. But to be a Shaliach Tzibur just once every so often, as long as he did tshuva, then that's going to be okay. The Knesset HaGdol and the Beragra agree.